This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP. The crowd was singing high hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes. I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official sponsor of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller Time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly, Fritzy.
Yeah.
Playoffs this week. This week, the Phillies are playing a freaking game. We get to watch these other teams and just sit back and relax. Oh. And see who's going to play. What a delight. How you doing, pal? Red October. It's October.
Yes. So here's where I'm at. I'm not relaxing at all.
No, you haven't relaxed at any point. This is a constant panic from the moment the season began.
And this is why I hate expectations. I know. This is why always...
I mean, you've been dreading this really since the season started.
Like, no, it's so funny.
We're like a week into this season and you're like, I got to tell you, all I can think about is the playoffs and I'm super nervous and I'm super stressed about it already.
So we never lie to the High Hopes listeners. I'm obviously beyond excited for Phillies playoff baseball, but it's just... I'm also like, I don't know how to contextualize how I currently feel because I'm so worried at all times of this not going the way that like I really need it to go because, I think you and I like to wax poetic.
Yes, we do.
We like to think big picture.
We do.
We go maybe
a little too far once in a while.
Maybe a little overboard on like the significance and the importance of making sure that you can, yes. You know, win a freaking World
Sometimes
Series.
Sometimes almost bring myself to tears talking about it.
Of course, I would say twice a year we bring ourselves to tears. I listened to your montage this morning that you put together for the morning show, 7 minutes of it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
By the way, no response to my text message when I said you need to update it. Like, there's no Bedlam at the Bank. There's no hostage bad spike.
No, you listened to the wrong one. They're in there now.
I listened, okay.
Before last season, we updated it. So you must have listened to the one from this season before. We added them for last year's playoffs.
It's gonna
now, to be fair, we have not added like Arcia Staredown, any of that stuff from last year yet. Probably something we should think about. But.
Yeah, I don't know if there's like a definitive.
No, I think the Staredown. That would be the only kind of like highlight. You know, the Rojas catch against the Braves, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, the Rojas catch against the Braves is a good one. Stock Grand Slam.
Stock Grand Slam, for sure. For sure.
Alec Thomas off Kimbrel, but.
Stop. Why?
I watched them all yesterday.
Why?
No, I watched it all.
Why'd you bring that up?
Because I watched it all yesterday.
By the way, at least Diamondbacks are out of the playoffs.
Dude, I was so happy. Snakes are dead.
I was watching Perdomo bat over the weekend, and I'm like, how did this guy hold in game 7? Like, are you that guy? Really?
No. They were the worst. They were the worst. I'm so glad.
See ya.
Yeah, I was thrilled. Mets-Braves yesterday was ridiculous.
I think that... I don't know if I want to be too hyperbolic, but it might be the best regular season baseball game I've ever seen.
Well, it was very...
it's in the running, considering the whole thing. It was up there for the best regular season game.
It was very similar to 2011 game. What was it? They went to 163.
Oh, yeah.
Longoria walk-off and all of that good stuff. So, yeah, it's just... I'm beyond excited. I can't wait for it to start. I almost just need it to start to like feel it again.
This week is going to feel long.
Well, yeah, it's good.
Well, especially because like... Thank God that baseball, the Red October starting, because if I don't say the word Eagles for the next month, I would be freaking ecstatic. Like, that would be so nice to just forget about them and worry about a real team right now. Wouldn't that be something beautiful? And like, take us on a run, man. It's been a rough week here. All right.
I need some
positivity in my life.
It's been all right. So
I know you. Yeah, that's fair. I got you.
Everyone will be okay. Well, that's part of the reason why I can't have this.
Oh,
this
so I mean, it's like the Phillies have so much riding on them, so much more. Like you've talked about all year, the pressure, whatever, it's all there. The moment it starts, we're all thinking about game 7. We're thinking about the year before, all that. But now, like, it's the whole city.
We're
like,
here.
We desperately need
you. Oh, my God. I mean, all I saw on Sunday was like, please, Phillies, please, Phillies. I was like, no. Just let them go play. And hopefully they get it done. But I can't do it. I can't do it. Stop.
That was you, right? That was the most fritzy thing
Stop saying, we need you. Okay, we all get it. We'll see how they do. Everyone, we'll see. because you know
we need them though.
We do need them. Of course we need them. Of course we all need them. We all need them. Maybe Sixers training camp starts today, right? I mean, sometime, whatever. Clap your hands.
Needs and change.
Hey, he's lost 20. Like, focus on the Sixers. I hate this. I hate this. I hate.
Well, it's funny because like your whole thing is like everyone should love the Phillies the most. Yeah. Like the Phillies are the
greatest.
But then the moment people start going to the Phillies, you're like, get the hell away from us. Okay. Yeah, this is our thing.
Leave them alone. Leave them alone. They're doing their best.
You really?
They're putting their best foot forward.
Both extremes there. Yeah.
I think what it comes down to for me is I genuinely have no idea what team we're getting. I just don't.
Well, the bye thing, it really is like we can talk about it all year and oh, look at the. Like, we have no idea how this team's going to react. We have seen team again. The Dodgers won like 108 games, 111 games, and they go in and get swept in the first round. And that doesn't mean it's going to happen to the Phillies. The Astros have been really good at getting the bye and winning. So, like, it's a team thing. It's just to your point, it's not just not knowing what team we're going to get in terms of, you know, will the bats go cold and all the stuff we've seen in the playoffs. This bye thing, I just think, like, and thank God we have Zach Wheeler starting the first game. You hope that gets them through a bit of it. But I have no idea what they're going to come out and look like. None. And if it's a team like the Mets, like if the Mets just roll through this Brewers series after winning that game like that yesterday, like that is a little nerve wracking because it's you're getting both ends of the spectrum. You're getting this team coming in flying high versus this team that's just been off for a week.
So here's my one counter to that. I do agree with you on the whole. I guess my devil's advocate point would be I think there would be a different level of we got to lock in. Because they are the division rivals.
That's a good
and
point.
It's like,
whereas if it's the Brewers, it's like,
Well, because I think the Brewers, you look at like, oh, man, I'm kind of relieved we got the Brewers.
I mean, is there a single Phillies fan who wouldn't feel that way when that? I mean, we all feel that way. No, we all watch a game yesterday. Like, I don't want Francisco Lindor coming in here like at all. Like, I don't want that, anything to do with
and
that.
And he's got the clutch factor back. He's looking like Indians Lindor. Like, he's looking like the old Francisco Lindor.
Without a doubt. I mean,
he's the best shortstop in baseball.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
other than Bobby Witt, but yes,
sure, yes, Bobby Witt is tremendous.
Back to back years as fantasy champ for me, no big deal. Yeah, thank you, Bobby Witt.
You must play. What I mean, I'm not questioning the level of your league.
No, I'm way better than everyone in the league. It's actually shocking that after this league's been together for 15 years, it's like, how do I keep dominating you guys? Honestly, like and there are people who listen to the pod, so I'm sorry if you're listening, but it's like you guys got to step up your game.
It seems that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm great. Like, let's not take away from the greatness that is me as a fantasy baseball player. Just continued dominance year after year. I'm just great at it. But also, yes, they should step up
their
game. Both things can be true.
So the Mets have this thing where, you know, even Nimmo, the my biggest fear with the Mets right now is that Nimmo launched a home run yesterday and like kind of jogged around the base.
I know. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, they started to get a little cocky. They're getting a little cocky up there in New York. So Reese.
Yeah, Reese, buddy.
Come on, buddy.
I mean, this is your spot. Yes. I mean, other than Chase Utley, I guess Schwarber too, the best Mets killer we know of. Like, go get it,
How
Reese.
How dare you? I mean, just the Pat Burrell erasure.
Yeah, you're right. Burrell should be in there too. You're right. No, that's on me. That's on me.
In there.
Yeah.
He's an all-timer.
Well, yeah. I just mentioned, I mean, Chase is.
Well, yeah, because he's
by himself, because because the way he handles it.
Yeah. Because he hates them.
Because he just is like, yeah, I hate
them. I think Reese does, though. I think Reese has a real hatred for the Mets.
I mean, the slow trot will forever be one of the funniest, best moments that in Reese's time here. It was amazing.
Yeah. So the Mets have something about him. I want the Brewers. And it's not that the Brewers are some pushover. Again, we've talked about this for the last month. All these teams are good.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, the Brewers.
Besides the Braves.
The Brewers just beat the Mets, 2-3, with the Mets like needing a playoff spot. And the Brewers like housed them.
I know. That's my fear. It's like, we're all like, please give me the Brewers.
Dude, the Brewers are the most underrated team going into the playoffs.
I totally agree.
Like, they're a really good baseball team.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of the Braves, have you seen who they're going to have to like pitch?
It's unbelievable.
Ian Anderson?
Dude,
he hasn't pitched in the big leagues in, 2 years? I feel like. Ian Anderson was hot. 4 years ago?
Well, yeah, he was in the playoffs 2 years ago against the Phillies, right? Yeah.
Anderson?
I mean, the Sale thing. I mean, we all thought he was ducking. The fact that he's not pitching in this series, like, he's probably actually hurt, obviously.
He's definitely hurt. He's not pitching in this series.
This is, like, massive. I mean, the Padres, just go ahead. It's going to be annoying, too, what you don't want to see. I guess we don't have to play the Padres, so it doesn't matter that much. But they have Cease going to game 3. If they win the first two, they could just flip Cease over to the...
Do you think the biggest change that they're going to have to make to the I don't know how you can, I don't know how you can just take out the bye as like an advantage for these teams. I think Major League Baseball is hoping that the Phillies and Dodgers
they are desperate that the bye teams win because. because, like, especially because we talk about this every year, but if you offered the like the Phillies all year, we're like, we got to get the bye. Like, these teams know the stakes here and know the history, and yet they want the bye. I think that says something, you know?
Is the biggest change they can make, like, reseeding? I mean,
yes.
Because the Padres having a place that, like, Dodgers would not choose to face the Padres in round two.
Well, you know, I never hated the idea of letting the top seed pick their opponent. You didn't like it as much. I think it's fun. Like, I think it adds a little layer to it.
Yeah, but imagine how mad that makes the
team. I know. It'd be amazing. It'd be freaking awesome. What theater that would be, you know?
All I'm envisioning is, like, the Hunger Games. Like, that's how.
Have you seen the Hunger Games?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, so you think there'll be people killing each other on the field?
That. I'm saying how they announced everything.
No, I know.
How they announced everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yes, I have seen Hunger Games.
Did you ask? I read the books.
That's the least shocking statement I've ever heard.
I know. They were even movies. Can you believe it?
That's amazing. It's amazing. You're such a good reader. You're so well-rounded.
I am a good reader.
And you're a great fantasy football baseball player.
I'm a horrible fantasy football player. Don't give me credit. I'm fine at fantasy football. I'm average. But I'm a great fantasy football player. Now, you helped a little bit. By the way, if we're just going to, like, give me some credit, which...
Okay. Are you going to bring up your freaking White Sox
again? Yes! I was texting with Tucker, and Tucker didn't respond to this, but I know he agrees with me. I think we all believe that I should be getting much more credit for this call. Like, 2 weeks into the season, I said they're going to be the worst team of our lifetime. They lost 121 games. Like, I should be given some sort of
award.
Yes, like an award of some kind. Okay,
hang a plaque behind you.
Yeah, or a banner of some kind. Right. Like, just some... You said, "Oh, I got this take bolt thing," and I'm like, "Fine, I'm gonna own this thing on a level never before seen."
Never before,
and no one brings it up.
The bonds of the take bolt.
No one talks about it.
So here's my proposal.
Okay.
So it seems like you want a cookie. if you see James at a playoff game, we're going Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, we're going to every playoff game.
Yeah. Never
every home playoff game, we will be there.
Hey, how would you clutch up this year and don't hurt your ankle? Anyway,
we didn't last year.
Oh, yeah. I wanted someone to Nancy Kerrigan you so that we could go back to the World Series.
I like that.
Yeah. So if you see Seltzer,
take him out.
No, don't take him out. Just buy him a beer. Then say, "Hey, congratulations on the White Sox."
It's hard for me to drink at these games. I have to wake up so early. So.
Not on Saturday or Sunday.
No, Saturday. You know what? Sunday I do. Saturday, by me.
Okay.
I like that.
There you go. Well, Sunday, I mean, the game's going to be over. They're probably
when it's playing.
If I had to guess, they're probably the 4 or 5 o'clock.
Probably, but because of the Dodgers and stuff.
Well, so looking at today, right? So the Mets and Milwaukee play at 5:30. That feels like a Phil's time.
They definitely want us.
Kansas City, Baltimore play at 4. I can't. I'm excited for Detroit-Houston.
Dude, I'm excited for both those series. Kansas City, Baltimore, and Detroit-Houston.
I'm not that excited for the Royals.
Why not? It's fun to watch the Royals in the playoffs.
I'm excited to see Cole Ragans.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Bobby Witt. The guy's a winner. Wins me fantasy titles. Can't wait to see that guy play.
But they will not be, like, I think 8:30 is going to be when the Dodgers play. The question is the Yankees. What are they going to? I think they put us, are they going to put Phillies
in
New York?
Yeah, the Yankees are going to be that's going to be fascinating. wouldn't it? Could you? Please, Major League Baseball gods, a.k.a. people making these decisions, hook your boy up. All right? Last year, every single freaking game was like 8:30 or 8:20 or whatever. Like, 5 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Like, I'm in, man.
No
please.
2 o'clock.
Fine.
No 2 o'clock. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, in.
Okay.
In.
You 2 o'clock, you're against just because it's too early or you don't...
Well, because what's the big game feel?
That's my point. Okay,
that's my
all right.
Issue.
Fair
There's
point.
No big game
All right,
feel.
4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I'm in. That's
Thank
fair.
You.
We've
Thank
decided
you.
It. All right.
Until the NLCS, and that's 8.
Well, then we're locked in. It is what it is. Yes, I accept this. Dude, can we win a World Series, man? Like, seriously, we 1 month from now, 1 month from now, we could be freaking getting ready for...
Tucker could be shirtless.
It doesn't take much.
On the
I love
float.
That's the number one thing to go to. The fact that Tucker could be shirtless on the float. Float.
Yeah, so, all right. So now that I got my beginning thing out of the way, because it's genuinely how I feel.
I know.
But that's strictly because of how I had to interact on WIP and my Twitter interactions. So
are you saying that that's not the real you?
What no,
you
it mean? Is the real me.
I know.
It's guarding against all that.
Oh, okay, I was very. Just, I didn't understand what you meant there.
What
I'm
I meant
like, you
is
seem like
that,
the same person in both spots.
What now? No, here's what I mean. Is that now I feel like I'm in my safe space.
Okay,
I'm in like good. Talking to you, talking that's to the High Hopes listeners.
Yeah,
I need them to win the World Series. Like I just, this has been the theme of the year. You know, all last year it was. You were bored because they're not giving us anything to talk about in the offseason. And then the second that they got out to the hot start and it was they were playing like the best team in baseball, all that mattered was winning the World Series. And that, and again, there's only so many opportunities that they have to get this thing done. And it's right in front of them. How many years are we going to have a Wheeler Cy Young, arguably, season? And I'm sure we'll get into that. Nola, like, he's had a good Nola season.
And we
still
trust him in these spots, sure, you know?
Sure. Chris Sanchez has taken a step forward. I think he's going to be fine going forward. That's not a big issue for me. The offense, we know where this core is at. We've talked about it a million times, but it's their time to go. It is go time. And they've talked all season about how, like, we want to win the division. We want to get a one seed. And they kind of went on cruise control for 2.5 months. Mm-hmm. But I think that we always trusted that they would be able to pull themselves out of it. And they did. And I just, it feels like such a culminating moment for this group of players to win the ultimate prize. You got there in 22. It was magical. Last year, you had a bit of a choke job in game 6 and 7. No, and you came up small.
It was a choke job.
And I just, I hope and I pray that the internal fire from what happened in game 6 and 7 does not, like, that feeds them through this postseason and they don't start chasing and they put together good at bats and they play small ball and they play smart. And Rob Thompson's being aggressive. Like, there's not a great team in baseball. You could make the case the Phillies are a great team.
Mm-hmm.
And you are these times, while I appreciate Middleton saying after the season, we want to keep the window open and we're going to keep the window open. This is not going to be 2012 to 2019. There's only so many opportunities to bring home the World Series when you have a season the way they have. You have 6 guys in the bullpen that you feel really, really confident about. So I think that's why my nerves are so ratcheted up, because I feel like this should be the year. I think this should be the year they win the World Series. And I hope they get it done, because I don't know how many times you can continue to knock on the door and not break
them. Yeah. And look, you know, I mean, how many times can you go? Like, I know that Bryce has a little bit of the elbow thing and this and that, but they're pretty healthy going into the playoffs. I mean, you look at a team like the Braves who are going into the playoffs.
They're starting Ian Anderson.
They're starting Ian Anderson.
Ian Anderson.
They lost Ronald Acuña immediately. Strider immediately.
Strider pitched opening day.
Unbelievable, right? Like, and so, like, and that's, you know, not, that's a lot of injuries, but the point is the Phillies are going into the playoffs with every single guy that you wanted to count on to start the season healthy and ready to go. Like, I mean, that's another thing to add to this. It's just the way this is broken. The fact that they are the 2 seed, the fact they've had this great year, to your point, like, things don't normally break this way. Like, they have to take advantage of it.
By the way, are people happy that they got the 2 seed?
As opposed to
the 1 seed where they had to play the Padres in round 2.
Oh, look at you.
I just want to know if people are we okay?
Watch the Braves beat the Padres, right? You know,
if they beat the Padres, they should lose, whatever. I guess I'll never count out the Braves.
Baseball, buddy, baseball.
I know. Nothing like it. And yeah. The good part is they do have the home field if they do make the World Series. Obviously, the
which
Dodgers
is huge. That was what they had to stay out in front of. Yes.
And because I do want a home field in the World Series, believe it or not. But I just, they're in such a good spot. They're in a good spot. And I don't want this to turn into, oh, there they go. They're chasing again. Because, like, the excuses are gone. I mean.
Oh, there's no more excuses.
There's no more
excuses. This is it. Like, even at the end of last year, like, they choked. And we said it. And we, you know, it was a little less. Like, if they do that again this year, or if they lose in the first round or whatever, like, it's, like, the love affair is not that we'll still love them and root for them. But in terms of this, like belief in them, benefit of the doubt, like, all gone. It's over.
Yeah, unless they go get Juan Soto. But we'll cross that bridge.
Now you want to talk about Middleton's comments. You know.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Yeah.
So
I wonder how I just can't tell how people react to a Dodgers series. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, they can't get swept. You can't lose in 5. If they lose in 6 to the Dodgers, I don't think people are melting down.
But
even the Dodgers, like, who's their pitching staff?
That's the point.
Who's their starting staff? Who's their bullpen?
Well, the starting staff, too. I mean, like, Kershaw's hurt again, right? Like,
sure.
So, I mean, Walker Buehler's been a disaster.
Yamamoto's back.
Yamamoto, but he has
Landon Knack.
Landon Knack's their game 4 starter.
Bobby
Miller. Now, to be fair, you could say Ranger Suarez.
Oh, yeah. And I do want to get into Ranger because, so I was Friday night. I forget what I was doing. I didn't watch it live.
Mm-hmm.
I got home after he was already out.
Yeah.
So
it was rough.
So I went back
and
watched it.
It was really rough.
I watched it Saturday morning. I know we do the whole, you know, trust Ranger in the postseason thing. And there's a part of me that still believes that. But man, the thing that I thought I was seeing with Ranger is I think he's dealing with dead arm. And like, I think the back is a part of it, but
could lead to it. I mean, it's all connected.
My biggest thing I kept seeing with Ranger is that, and it's hard to explain, but I thought he was reaching his arm back further to try to throw harder. And I was seeing the ball more, and I was seeing like the changeup more, and I was seeing a fastball more. And when you, and there's this philosophy when you pitch to like reach back and try to get an extra,
Sure.
But it was still 89, 90, and it made him lose all of his command, which is the issue. Like, so it's not crisp. It's, he's not on top of the baseball anymore. It's flattening out. All the stuff looks bleh. So, I mean, it's obviously going to have to be a feel thing for Rob Thompson when they start Rangers Wars. He's going to start game four, barring like they're down 2-1 and need to start Wheeler. So, but he's going to have 100%.
Super quick hook.
Now, if he comes out quick and he's on top of the baseball and it's 91 and he's dotting the, sure. But you need to, even if it's going bad after one, mm-hmm. too, like he's a huge worry right now.
Massive. Again, I don't like, other than what you just referred to, other than the fact that we know his heartbeat's slow and that he has always been super calm and collected in these spots, other than that one thing, which has nothing to do with how he's pitched this year, like, I have zero faith in Rangers Morris. Like, just that one thing. That's mm-hmm. it. Otherwise, like, I'm going to be nervous every time he's on, every pitch he throws. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know how you can feel confident.
So flat and so hittable.
So hittable. I mean, it just looks like...
I mean, Garrett Stone hadn't played... That was the first game he played all year.
Wow.
By the way, like, nice. He sat off 159 games.
Did he really?
Yeah, he didn't play all year.
But he was on the roster?
Well, I mean, they...
Up and down. Yeah,
he's come back from an injury.
Yeah.
So,
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so he made his debut. And he took Ranger, like, four...
Oh, he crushed it.
It was like watching, like, softball. Like slow pitch softball. It's like, what are we doing here? So, yeah, Ranger's a huge, huge concern. And So let's say they win, right? Let's say they win the NLDS, but Ranger gets shelled. What do you do?
I mean,
do you try to keep getting Turnbull healthy, and have Turnbull go like?
Oh yeah, let's bring through? Turnbull into the playoffs on no rest. I don't know. I think you pitch a bullpen game, right? Like of some kind.
You
like,
let Turnbull start it. You let Tanner Banks start
great.
It.
This is not great for what you want to do for the long term playoffs because you don't want to wear those guys out too.
I'm aware. The Ranger thing's a big swing here.
Yeah.
It's a big swing. I hope that he has the playoff Ranger kind of moxie to him.
Yeah, that he could just kind of turn it on.
Oh my gosh, I would be thrilled.
We all would. I'm not counting on it. That's all I'll say.
What about Taiwan?
Buddy.
I'm just kidding.
Go home, Taiwan. Enjoy the playoffs from the comfort of your couch.
No, man. Come on.
I mean.
Clubhouse.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Nope.
Dude, Tyler Gilbert looks all right. I'm one bad Ranger start away.
From
give Gilbert the ball game four.
Oh, Tyler Gilbert. Man, jeez Louise. That's not good.
Hey, Tyler Gilbert threw a no-hitter once.
Yeah, he did. You're right. So, is that the biggest concern going into the playoffs for you, Ranger?
No, the biggest concern is the offense. Not even close. It's the offense. I am, they keep me up at night. If you're asking me the one thing that keeps me up at night, there's three things that keep me up.
I love you. You asked me the one thing. Well, hold on.
There's three things. One's the offense. The strikeout numbers the last 2 weeks have been infuriating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that obviously gave everyone this shiver down their spine. Of like, that's what I saw. That's game 6-7. And I did watch a video last night of what the Dodgers of what the Diamondbacks pitching plan was to the Phillies. And I was like, well, hopefully, you know, we watched this.
Yeah, it's out there. Yeah, just watch it.
Anyway, so the offense keeps me up at night. The strikeouts, very concerning. And there's a part of me that's like, okay, we'll get him in and you know, they'll figure it out. The second thing is really just Carlos Estevez. Because he's gonna pitch big innings, and I've had to
close some games.
He's going to, and I've accepted that, even though he's their third best closing option.
Fourth best reliever, I would say. Yeah,
you know whether or not
Kirkring's definitely better than him right now.
Yeah, I mean, it depends.
You trust Kirkring more? I'm not saying he's a closer now. I'm just saying.
Okay, so he's the fourth best option.
That's what I'm trying to say. Fourth best reliever, I would say for the Phillies. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's the fourth best option to close. That's gonna definitely be closing out.
Gonna be closing games. So yeah.
So
great.
Because every single Carlos Estevez inning is there's some kind of hard contact.
Yeah, and there's usually base runners.
Usually base runners.
Most of the time, you've got to do it. It's like Lidge, except Lidge was way more nasty, you know, and, and could get a strikeout a lot more effectively.
So Estevez is going to keep us. We're going to be terrible. He's not Kimbrel. I'm not going to put a Kimbrel.
No, he's better than Kimbrel. Was at that point in the season. No, Kimbrel was good in the year.
People forget. He was an all-star.
People forget.
He was an all-star. He played in the all-star game before Bryce.
DFA'd.
Yeah, I know.
He's not even on the Orioles anymore. It's unbelievable.
I'm excited to see Sir Anthony and Soto.
Yeah.
See how they can do.
Yeah. Well, one of them.
Yeah. So, but Estevez is going to.
I wonder if Orioles fans are excited to see
what's I'm sure they're thrilled. Yeah. I mean, that team, talk about collapsing.
Dude, so my two big bets coming into the year, I bet on the Phillies to win the division because I thought those odds were crazy. That was an easy win. But the only two over-unders that I felt super passionately about were the Phillies over and the Orioles over, 89.5 for both teams. And the Orioles won 90 and 91 the last two games. Like, they sweated it. Like, they were on 105 win pace for a while. That it took to the second last game of the season for them to win their 90th. So,
yeah. No, they really collapsed. So, Estevez keeps me up, no doubt about it. And then three is Ranger slash. Yeah. I'm not that worried about Nola.
I'm not worried about Nola. It's playoffs. He'll be all right. Look at that.
Cut that audio.
Look at that.
Cut that audio.
In Aaron in the playoffs. You got it.
You saying that almost made my stomach turn.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
Soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, ooh.
I'm a little nervous. So we're handling it well. This is going well.
Yeah,
it's
good that we can't say things because, like, it's great.
No, I know. People still get mad at me because I said, I think they're going to the World Series.
I feel like there's every single pod we do, someone will tweet at us, oh, you said this, now if they lose it. And then when they do lose or whatever, it's like, I've gotten so many tweets where like, oh, you mentioned this guy and now he sucks. It's like, sorry for talking about the freaking team on the podcast about the freaking team. I'm so sorry. I will rein it in next. I will have no opinions. I'll just come on and be like, Bryce Harper is a player for the Phillies.
Bryce Harper, maybe good.
Plays.
He plays. Not be good.
I know he plays. That's all I'm willing to say about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you want? Come on.
The one thing, and I was going to put this in the take bag, but we're just talking ball
right
now.
We're just talking ball right now. It's basically one long take bag
long take bag. The one thing I don't feel that it seems like a lot of people feel is angst about Rob Thompson. And I do think it's an important postseason for Rob Thompson.
Sure. And you can understand where people are coming from with of course.
I'm not shouting down. I understand that there are people that are worried about Rob Thompson.
I think it's justified.
Sure. It's just for me personally, like, of the things that I'm worried about, of the things that are worrisome, he's like the least of my concern.
I think it was something early in the season, looking ahead, I was like, I'm concerned that he'll do the same thing again and trust guys or whatever. I think the way the season and the roster is broken out, it's just I don't see those type of decisions coming, really. Like, there is no Kimbrel situation. There'll be a pinch hit spot for Rojas or someone at some point that he's going to have to make. And I do think he learned from that. Like, he even said that specific thing last year. Like, I would be much more worried if there was a old vet. Like, if Nick Castellanos were going in the playoffs, like, horrendous, like, struggling big time and, like, keeping the 4-0. That thing I think he could still do. I just think the way it's shaken out, I worry if the playoffs go on and someone like that, Castellanos in the 4-0 and is a disaster, that he wouldn't move him out or something like that. But for the most part, it seems like there aren't going to be those decisions that feel like, I know he's going to do this and I'm going to hate it.
So it's weird because he's kind of changed his philosophy even up to the end of the season. So the whole year had been Bohm in the 4 spot. And then all of a sudden last weekend, Cassie's back in the 4 spot.
And then Bohm's in the 5 spot.
He is showing some flexibility there. And I think if I had to guess as to why they like Castellanos in the 4 spot, I think it's because of the power potential.
I'm sure.
And they maybe trust Bohm more not to strike out. They tried Stott there, and I don't think that Stott took it and ran with it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, Stott hasn't gotten going all year.
At all, yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, I'm very curious to see who's going to have in the 4 spot heading into or next Saturday or this Saturday. But the one decision I think he's going to have more than any this postseason is how much is he going to trust these starters? I think Wheeler, he's going to trust.
Yeah.
He's not going to pull him. Unless it's game 6 and Yordan Alvarez is coming up. But
oh, no!
He's not going to pull. I think Nola's going to be a pressure point from the standpoint of there's going to be a lot of people begging for him to pull Nola at one point, and he's probably going to stick with them, and it's going to be a coin flip. The one that's going to be interesting to me, I think they know what they have in Ranger. I think Ranger's a one-time through the lineup guy at this point.
Sanchez, how long does he let
him? How does he trust with Sanchez? Last year, he pulled Sanchez super early.
It was like two and two-thirds or something.
This year, I think that Chris Sanchez has earned his trust, but earned his trust enough to let him pitch through things. And the interesting part about Chris Sanchez, whether he goes three or it doesn't even matter if it's Nola or Chris Sanchez, the thing that he's going to have to factor in is I can't pull him here because I know I'm going to use a lot of my bullpen.
Well, that's the Ranger thing. That's what I was alluding to before. Like, especially if, I mean, you have to look at the Ranger game potentially as Ranger gets me through one, maybe, and you hope for more, maybe you can go two and like ideally gets three, and you're like, all right, good. But you have to assume that you potentially could need eight innings of bullpen work in that game or more if it goes extras.
So I'm gonna I've got myself in trouble with this in the past, saying things on the record and possibly quitting the podcast.
I don't know why you put yourself out there.
I know, but I felt this.
I do appreciate it.
I felt this a second ago. And
you're just gonna roll with it.
I'm gonna roll with it.
So you'll quit the podcast.
No. Okay, good, this is not about quitting the podcast. Okay, this is actually more,
because that is the most hollow of all your threats.
This is actually serious. I've not ran this by Jill.
Oh good. This is a winning idea right here already.
If Ranger wins World Series MVP or goes on or pitches to an ERA under two, I'll name my second son. He's that important. Dude, can you imagine Walker and Ranger?
I love it. I mean, I think it's amazing.
It's a great bit. I don't know if Jill's as much of a bit guy as I am.
I doubt it when it comes to the children's names.
I'm just saying Ranger's a great name. Walker and Ranger. Ranger's that important. If they win the World Series and Ranger's not like these,
an impediment towards winning it, yes.
I'll name him Ranger. Laying down the gauntlet.
I already wanted them to win the World Series desperately, as we've talked about. It's all I can think about. You know, like I said, like if football might not even, may as well just not play for the next month, as far as I'm concerned. Like, all.
Been there. Well, they'll play three weeks.
I don't care about any football, is my point. Like, the narrow
listen
focus.
Listen to the Go Birds podcast.
Yes. Listen to us probably talk Phillies for a few weeks.
Oh, man. It's awesome. Elliot's the Phillies takes? Great.
Narrow focus. Oh, yeah. Elliot brings us great baseball takes. We love when he texts us.
It's the greatest. Although we are shifting into postseason Elliot.
Yeah. The response from us is generally like, Jack's got a new thing where he just says noted and then we move on. I'll just do like, I'm not doing this and check out.
The funniest part about Elliot is that for the whole season, it's ha-ha, Phillies, ha-ha.
I know, and then it's like the Phillies are winning the World.
The second that he's in Citizens Bank Park, he's like, this is the greatest.
I know. I can't miss this. Sure. So I've had a narrow focus. Mm-hmm. I'm all in on this Phillies thing. Obviously, desperate you want them to win the World Series. This Ranger thing is the thing I want the most now. Like, I want them to win the World Series, but I need Ranger to be great in doing it. Like, this is just for the fallout, the reaction, Jill's response to the whole thing. Like, Ranger, buddy, you have a chance to do the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
Please make it happen.
It's going to happen. Like,
honestly.
There's no doubt about it.
This is one of those ones where
I said, sorry, but I just bet that, not a bet.
It's a proclamation.
It's a proclamation. Yeah. Yes. If Ranger shoves and they win the World Series. Yeah.
This is great.
First off, it's a great name. So I'll
take it. It's a great name. Ranger Fritz.
We've been struggling to think of the right name for number two. Yeah. So guess what? Sometimes you got to roll with it.
What a story.
Oh my God.
Do you know why your name Ranger? Let me tell you.
Yeah. I have this podcast called High Hopes. You know Uncle James? I know he's 70 now.
Remember Uncle James? He died a few years back.
Yeah. Yep. That's why you're named Ranger. Yep. So another bet.
I snorted there. So good.
Another
full on snort.
Another bit that I have that I want to run by you. Mm-hmm. And this is actually
just,
more.
Just to throw it out there, your last bit. Not great.
Oh, Taiwanamas?
Yeah, that was a bad one.
The worst was that all of a sudden online I was turned into a pro Taiwan guy.
This is that was your fault. Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
It's like, oh, Jack.
Oh, you love him. That's your boy.
Yep.
Relax. The next bit that I have, and I'm trying to decide if I can actually pull it off. Because I think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'd be fun. Mm-hmm. Is the Phillies have 11 more wins to win the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
11 miles Saturday morning. So for 11 more.
Really?
And then 11, 10,
Oh, go backwards.
Then go the other way. Could you imagine that last mile if they got it done and I had to do it? How be amazing. Joyous that would
that,
be.
So I love this bit. Can you run 11 miles? Have you done that?
I think I could. I've done nine.
Oh, so you could probably do 11.
I could do 11.
Just freaking go for it.
But
man.
Is it 11 and then 10 the next
day? It's a great idea. It's just you're really committing yourself here.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. There's no bigger mistake than giving me a microphone.
No. It's so true. Like, more so to your own. I mean, granted, this is not like a bad thing to run and work out, but just you really put yourself out there.
Yeah,
I know.
So
I appreciate it.
I think I'm going to do it.
I think it's a no-brainer.
11,
like, you just 10. Said it. You have to do it.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't do it and they lose, everyone on the pod's going to be like, it was your fault. You didn't do the bit. So you've like lied. So this is Jack, inside baseball here. Jack, especially back in the day when the Phillies were less good and whatnot, and it was less exciting to come in and record the pod all the time. Jack used to lock me in by tweeting there will be a new High Hopes pod.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was a genesis of that, was to lock me into recording.
Uh-huh.
That you've just locked yourself into running. Like, that just happened.
Sure. That
yeah,
was fine.
It's great. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this.
Yeah.
So you're going to run 11 miles on Saturday. I can't
wait. I have to get up at 5.
Yeah.
And then we'll
see you at the ballpark. It'll be great.
I'll see you at the ballpark. Legs will be jello. It's basically, I think.
See you here at his ankle now.
I think the Broad Street runs 10 miles.
It is. It's a, correct.
No big
10, deal. Oh, no, it's a 10K. So it's even less than 10 miles.
Oh, okay.
Or no, right? Yeah, a K is
10 miles.
I think it's 10 miles.
Oh, it's not 10K?
No.
Okay, it's 10 miles. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Go Reese.
Go Reese. Wheeler thing. Cy Young. Never got into that.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Let's
yeah.
bring that back around.
Let's bring it back around. So this has nothing to do with me having him plus 950 to win the Cy Young. But.
By the way, that's like one of your new things on Twitter, too. Like, you'll just tweet something and be like, this is not a gambling tweet. This is not. And it's good.
Always a game. It's always gambling related.
I think that's the whole point of the
yelling at Jared Goff.
It's the whole point of the
throw the ball to Sam Laporta. You put up 42 points last night.
I know.
Can he get the guy a touchdown? He almost broke his ankle last week. Anyway, not gambling related, but he threw 23 more innings. He threw 23 more. It's almost 2.5 starts. Okay. And I know that Chris Sales had a great year, but again,
when, triple crown. How about, do you remember that last time we had a triple crown winner in both leagues for pitchers? It's pretty wild.
The Scooball is going to win.
Scooball won it. Yeah.
He is sick.
He is nasty.
He is sick. I think he was like a ninth round pick.
Do you think the Tigers are happy they didn't trade him at the trade deadline?
Can teams stop trading away good young players?
Like, dude, it's awesome.
For the hope of,
I know.
Of whatever. Yeah. So listen, Sale's probably going to win it. It's just, I hope it's more of a conversation point now. Again, I mean, Wheeler went over 200 innings. He, like, is it really that big of a difference in ERA and strikeouts and that stuff? Like, I just, it's more of a coin flip. And I think that given what he's done the last couple of years and 2021, should have won it then, he deserves it.
I agree.
Chris Sale's a great pitcher.
Yeah, the problem is the given what he's done part. I mean,
know.
Chris Sale's never won a Cy Young. And he is,
he's got a World Series.
Inarguably, like, has a better career resume than Wheeler. Sure. He just does. So. Sure.
But again, are we going to start awarding gold medals to marathoners who run 23
miles?
I mean,
miles? I love what you're doing here. Chris Sale, better ERA, more wins, more strikeouts. I love this. This is a good. I love you're like, yeah, he you're not even like, you like mentioned it offhandedly, but it's like, this is no doubt in your mind. Like, Zach Wheeler is the runaway winner.
Not the runaway winner. Not the runaway winner. But it's, again, I didn't know that you could win the gold medal for not finishing a marathon.
It's a good take.
And
it's good work.
He didn't.
He didn't.
He hasn't pitched in September, 19th?
It's outrageous.
October 1st. He barely squeaked into the playoffs. I mean, come on. I mean, it comes down to, can you finish the race or can he not? And Wheeler made every start. And he's, outside of the three bad starts that he had, he was the best pitcher in the National League this year.
I agree. God, look, I think Wheeler should win.
They got those three starts.
It really is wild. I mean, it is.
I'm sure Chris Sale had some bad starts too.
Apparently not bad enough there. Yeah.
1.5 ERA. If you take out three starts out of like 20.
It is insane. It's an insane fact.
29.
Yeah. Whatever. It's pretty insane. He deserves it.
Braves fans didn't like that one.
No, I'm guessing they didn't. Well, you got to give him some.
Like,
year.
Dude, Braves fans. So I'm not as like online as I used to be.
Which is good, Jeff.
Which is good.
I'm really proud of you.
I don't. Yeah, not a huge fan.
Yeah. Dude, let me tell you, I'm as offline as I've ever been.
It's great.
Yeah, it is delightful. You know what I do, Jack? Bring it back around. I read.
just
yeah, look at this. Right?
Must be nice to be done at 10 every
look
day.
Look at this. Bang. Book right there nice. On my phone. So great. Love it.
But like Braves fans still tweet like 2012.
I know.
Where they still think like Bohm didn't touch home is a funny bit and they still like troll like they do the fan base troll like thing. It's like, what is it, 2012 all over again? So they're so dumb. It's like I put it in a tweet. I put a tweet out about Wheeler and they didn't even mention Chris. Mm-hmm. Turns into a whole, oh, whoa. It's like, you guys are ridiculous, but whatever. Go Padres.
We probably should root for the Braves, though, right? Are you saying go Padres so they beat the Dodgers?
No, I just want them to knock out the Braves. Screw the Braves.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather the Dodgers lose, you know, and then we get home
Braves.
Field?
I know. You love the Braves.
Yeah. Good. Wait, no, I just what I just said was root for the Padres, but that way I said wouldn't rather the Dodgers if they have a better chance to beat the Padres. I was more just get rid of the Padres. I don't know, honestly, I don't know what I'm rooting for.
Nice.
I'm rooting for whatever's best for the Phillies.
You're,
I just don't know what
you're rooting
is.
For the Mets?
No, we already said we'd rather play the Brewers. That one's set.
I'm just saying that people forget that you lived in Queens.
I did not live in
Queens. Right next to Shea Stadium.
I lived in Manhattan. Get it straight.
Until you were 10.
Get it straight.
Until you were 10, right?
I was much closer to the Yankees than I was to the Mets. If you want to get it straight. Hated them.
10, right?
To what was that?
You're how old were you when you moved?
I was 11.
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
It's a long time, to get indoctrinated into the city.
Yes. Yeah? Yes. Hmm? Is that your best?
Did you say let's go Mets?
Watch it, pal. Dude, there is no worse thing than growing up a Philly sports fan in New York. Let me tell you. Especially when our team stunk
at that
age.
They were actually,
and I'm freaking Giants fans winning Super Bowls and the Mets were in the freaking playoffs. I hated it.
I know.
Hated it. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
Is that all you got? What about the take bag?
I went through the take bag.
That was the whole take bag already?
Well, they haven't played.
There's really not much to talk about. Any thoughts on the division series? Forget it.
On a division series?
Yeah.
Or the wild card series?
That's what I meant. Excuse me. The wild card series. Jumping ahead, buddy.
You're
jumping
ahead.
Ahead.
You're jumping ahead a little bit. I don't know, man. The Mets, we've talked about enough. The Padres are going to win.
Oh, wow. You think they're just going to beat the Dodgers over there? I mean, they are way better.
They're going to beat the Braves. They're going to kill the Braves.
Probably gonna beat the Braves. Yeah. Like the Phillies Marlins last year.
Yeah, it really is. So I don't know. I'm excited for the playoffs obviously start. You know, I'm excited for
there's nothing else to say at this point.
I want
right?
the Orioles to figure it out.
I do too. I really am rooting for the Orioles in the
AL. I would love a Beltway World Series.
It'd be great. I actually like other than the Yankees, I kind of like all the and the Astros. I like all those teams. Like I the Tigers, super fun story, unbelievable story, really. The Tigers getting in the way they did.
0.8% chance.
0.8% in August, in like mid August. That's wild. I mean, the Royals, that's fun. Guardians, fun. No issues with the Guardians. It's really as long as it's not the Yankees, the Astros.
Yeah. But
it'd be fun to beat them.
I wouldn't hate to see the Yankees go on a little bit of a run.
It'd be fun to beat the Yankees.
I'm trying.
You're the one, you love the Yankees.
I don't hate the Yankees.
I hate the Yankees.
Yeah, it's a very
I hate the Yankees more than I hate the Astros. Not fair. Until 2022. 2022 kind of evened out, but like I hate the Yankees more than I hate the Chiefs.
I think hating the Yankees is a very like 35 and older thing to do.
I think you're right about that. Because 96 through 2000, like I remember it so well, and that does nothing for you.
One of my first.
This is a good point. They really haven't been that great the majority of your life. Yeah.
No, and like what's funny is for much as I troll Jeter, he's like my favorite.
I know.
Philly growing
up. You loved
him.
I know. It's so funny.
And then I learned about advanced stats, and he can't move. But. No, the only thing I remember about and this is gonna make you feel old.
Oh, what else is
the only thing I remember about the early 2000s Yankees was it was game 7 of 2001.
Oh, the Luis Gonzalez.
Yeah.
of the great moments of my young life as a sports fan because my team's never won anything.
Nice. Honestly, the Diamondbacks winning a World
Series.
Seriously,
up until that moment.
Oh, so did you root for the Diamondbacks last year?
Stop. All right. what a jerk. Honestly, other than 93 and we lost it, but like that was, let's put it this way. In 01, that was the most excited I had ever been about a team winning the World Series in my lifetime, just because it was the Yankees losing.
Like yeah.
That. And I'm chilling, like, you know, I love chilling back then.
Yeah.
So say it like that.
So I went to, I don't know, I was at some like dinner party, I think, with my parents. Uh-huh. And everyone there was like, I think I was like the only kid, which was an odd one, or maybe the youngest kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember everyone, I think some football game was on mm-hmm. or something. And I went over to change the TV and you would have thought it was the worst thing that's ever happened. It was like, Uche! It's like, oh, all right, hold on.
Relax, guys.
I'm 7 years old.
Chill out, guys.
Take a deep breath. But I remember watching the, and I was like, can I please just watch this?
Yeah.
It's the ninth.
It's World Series.
Can I please just watch this?
Yeah.
So that's
which
only
is funny now, because if it were reversed and the World Series were on and a kid did that, you would be the one being kid with freaking out on the kid. You know, so times have changed.
Well, no, I was changing from football to the World Series.
I know. I'm saying if it were the other way around and you were watching baseball now as an adult and a kid went up and changed it to football, you would lose your mind.
Of course.
So you can understand the reaction.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, I don't watch sports with people.
I know. By the way, very big on that. Other than Citizens Bank Park, which
I feel like I'm by myself.
We will be there. Yeah. So everyone, if you're coming to the games, we're going to be there both Saturday and Sunday. We'll be every home game they have, but Saturday and Sunday we'll be there. We'll be doing the pre and post and all that stuff. So check it out. We'll have it in the feed and all that. But come say hi.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's
outside 126.
Yeah, it's the biggest thrill of our year is getting to see people at Citizens Bank Park in October.
That's why I was trying to fast forward from May on.
You're right. I'm happy we got here.
I was ready.
I'm happy we got here. This is good.
And now, just end it. Just
freaking win the World Series, dude. Please.
Yes.
Please. All right. We'll be back with playoff baseball.
Yeah.
How about that? Wow.
Enjoy the wild card round.
Yeah, enjoy the wild card round.
It's going to be weird watching, knowing like,
so weird. We haven't had this in a while. We're watching like who we're going to play. It's a really strange thing.
Dude, Mets Brewers, we're watching all nine.
Yeah.
Except when I have to drive home, but like we're watching all nine. We're locked in.
Let's go. All right. Red October. Let's freaking make it happen.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk to you guys this weekend. He's Fritz himself.